This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we're glad to have you along for this afternoon's edition of the WPGM Community Forum. Today we've taken the mic to the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. They're located at 30 Lawton Lane in Milton. They've been at this location for about a decade, but the organization itself is more than a century old. We'll talk about that today and the anniversary they are looking at this year, and we'll see what they're doing and learn a bit more about what they offer this community as a nonprofit. We're joined today by TJ Akey, the president and CEO.
Let me ask you first about the Central PA Chamber of Commerce and what you do. Folks may not be necessarily aware of you.
The Central PA Chamber of Commerce is a not-for-profit membership organization. Sometimes folks confuse us with government entities, and membership is the key. We represent our members. So currently we're representing 498 members, which make up individuals who might be retirees that have interests in the local community, but mainly businesses, organizations, not-for-profits. A lot of different types of entities are represented by us on a day-to-day basis, and economic development and helping our region grow are our two biggest primary factors in everything that we do and consider.
And do you have a specific footprint that the chamber covers?
You know, actually, a lot of folks think chambers are like a franchise or each town has one, and that's a myth as well. Chambers of Commerce, as I said, are not-for-profit membership organizations, and anyone who wants to be a member can join. We actually have members from the primary five surrounding counties very heavily, but we also have members in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. We have members in Canada, Florida, any member, Ohio. If they have an interest in the services that we can provide to their organization or business, they don't physically have to be here to benefit from those services. So if anyone needs what we offer, we encourage them to join.
Is that unique to this chamber, or is that something that is out there pretty much anywhere?
I don't know that it's truly unique to us. I do think that we're very diverse. Some chambers have certain initiatives, if you will, maybe more political driven or things like that. We do not do anything political. Our bylaws strictly prohibit that. And so we feel that those are things that individuals and businesses should do on their own. But we do have great relationships, not to be forgotten, with our legislators who are elected. And we work with them on various projects that need to be handled. For instance, last year we completed a KOZ project, which is a Keystone Opportunity Zone. And we worked hand in hand with the governor. So there are projects where we work with legislatures, but we do not support or endorse anyone.
And how big is this chamber? I mean, member-wise, and give me some sense of the how it's changed over the years.
Absolutely. So it's really exciting. We have been flirting with 500 members probably over the last 3 months. We were at 498, and retention, sometimes businesses close at the end of the year and things. So there were some downsizing of a few businesses. We're currently at 497 as of yesterday. And when I started in early 2011, we are just over 200. So we have been growing continuously. Every week, I think this week already, we've had 2 to 3 new members, and it's only Wednesday.
Wow.
So, and we have quite a few, in the fire, if you will, that are, considering. There's a lot of different opportunities for business and entrepreneurs and organizations. So we want to be the chamber of choice, and we do a lot to ensure that we are. So we have a lot of growth continually, and we support our members nonstop.
Do you think of other chambers as competitors, or is it simply a matter of here's what we can do, if you like it, great?
I think we all have to think of anyone who's in the same business as us as a competitor to keep yourself honest and up on your game. I think we all have something very unique and different to offer. When you talk to our members, there are a lot of different scenarios of things that we've done and continue to do. For instance, I had a member who joined probably all three chambers decades ago, all three immediate surrounding chambers. And he was here just by happenstance one day and walked back and couldn't believe some of the personal things we do, such as sending out a card to acknowledge that he was recently elected to a local office. And he was just shocked that people sometimes identify us as the smaller chamber. I think maybe because we're in a smaller community, but we have a staff of 4 that supports our members continuously. And we're not small by any means. Like I said, flirting with the number of 500. And a lot of times, I don't think it's how many you support, it's what you do. And the impact of what we've done in the last few years and since 1905, We're not small by any means.
And maybe when people say small, they're even thinking small town because it has that personal feel as opposed to the size.
Great analysis. You know, we certainly do get to know our members. We know their families, their children, their pets. I mean, it is kind of like an extended family for your business, if you will.
Okay. And you mentioned 1905. You are hitting 115, which I have to say surprised me. And I guess that probably surprises a lot of people because, you know, you guys don't make a lot of noise, but you're there.
Yeah, true. We don't, you know, a lot of us, when you're successful, you're humble and you don't toot your own horn, if you will. And we're all about our members and we like to celebrate their triumphs. But 1905 is when this organization was established. It was the Milton Board of Trade. And so it's changed its name a few years, but the underlying vision and mission statement has never changed. And so this year in May is our 115th anniversary. And so in February, we always do our annual meeting, which is very unique as well. And so we're going to share and kick off the 115th anniversary. We have a special commemorative piece that's going to be given out to attendees only at that particular event. And then we're going to have a huge birthday party on May 19th here at the Chamber, details to come later, to celebrate the 115th birthday as well. And our annual meeting is going to take folks back in time, if you will, this year.
Okay. And awards given out as well. You mentioned like two members. Give me some idea of what what you recognize.
Absolutely. Something that's really unique and very special to us. It's a lot of work, but it's very much appreciated by our members, is our annual meeting. We do not give out the largest business, the smallest business, the most improved. We changed it many years ago to do impact awards. So the impact award is something that reflects what someone, meaning an individual, an organization, an organization's not-for-profit board, maybe a business, how they have impacted positively their community, the region, and their fellow chamber members here at the Central PA Chamber. And so those awards are chosen months in advance. The staff here has to each year kind of keep an analysis of who's really doing good. And we sit down and negotiate for weeks in advance and whittle the list down to four recipients. Those recipients do not know that they're getting the award. And when they're at that event that day with 200 of their peers, when we hit the stage one staff member at a time to give the speech is very vague. And at the very end, after we've described what this remarkable person or business or organization has done, we announce the name. And it's really heartfelt. There's always a lot of tears. There's a lot of shock, disbelief, and pride. And it's one of the showcased events. Each year, our attendance grows, and the event is always different. I am sure that you've been to many annual meetings for any kind of organization. They're always standard rule of the thumb. You can quote what's going to happen play by play. The folks who are getting an award knew months in advance, invited their entire entourage, have a speech prepared, and that's not what this event is at all. It's always different, and it's always full of some surprise and wow factors.
And is that that anniversary kind of a good way to get your name out there again? I know you told me before we went on tape here, you've been talking to a lot of radio folks.
Yeah, it's really coincidental, but I think we're finally making our mark. You know, we've been in existence since 1905, but like you said, we're kind of quiet. And because of some of the successes we had in 2019, we have really been picking up the interest of a lot of folks, and they're taking notice to what we do.
And I can feel your enthusiasm for this. So I think that I'm sure that's coming out through the organization as well.
Yeah, I am so fortunate to have a team that is servant-minded, and that's what you need to work for a not-for-profit. And we all genuinely care about our members, and whenever they have a success or they have a failure, we wholeheartedly feel that and take it on as our own.
And you know, coming from a nonprofit radio station, I feel like we have this in common because, you know, it is that the staff is very, you know, very close. It's very family oriented.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, without a team behind you, you know, I wouldn't be nearly as fortunate as I am to have the position I have.
And you mentioned size of organizations, that it wasn't, you know, it's not the biggest or the smallest, whatever. But do you have a pretty wide range, you know, from, you know, what would you consider a really small business that and then on the other end too, that you that are members.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have sole proprietors. We have folks that are their own business. They do it all. And then we have businesses that are, you know, employ thousands. So we don't pick or choose who we represent. They choose us. And it doesn't matter if you have 1,200 employees or 12. We are going to give you the exact same service. The rate that you pay to join is based on how many employees you have, but the service you get does not change. It is top notch, whether you have 2 employees or 20.
And the building we're in here in Montandon, was this a newer addition in recent years? How long has this location been active?
Yeah, so this location has actually been occupied by the chamber well over a decade. We own our facility and the 2 acres it sits on, which is also very unique. And something really exciting, about 2 years ago, we unveiled a training center, and it was just the early start, and it was to celebrate our past president, Bruce Smith, whom we named the room after. Currently, that room is being continuously transformed into the state-of-the-art training center for the region for not-for-profits. 2 weeks ago, we announced we secured an 86-inch television for some of the presentations, which is huge. You know, the room itself is getting all kinds of extra pluses and little endeavors to get folks here. And our members use that facility free, no charge at all, and they can use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's really exciting. And we, too, offer trainings and seminars on a regular basis for businesses who need that extra little boost to secure the talents they need.
And you you mentioned what you can do for each business that comes in. How do you sell somebody on it? Does it vary so widely depending on what their business is and what they may need? Do you kind of get a feel for, hey, this is a business that could use blank?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's need is different. Something we started last year that we're continuing is a program that we're trying to get Why Us. You know, why do members choose the Central PA Chamber? So we have videos that we unleash every Wednesday on Why Us Wednesday.
Joining the Central PA Chamber of Commerce was one of the best decisions our board of directors ever made.
I'm a Central PA Chamber member because I love the technology advancement that they have in this facility.
The reason I joined the chamber is because I have a background in athletics. I know the importance of a good team, and the chamber really helps you find your team in the local community.
The reason I chose to be a Central PA Chamber member is because my business is supported by other local businesses, and the chamber has great networking resources.
And it's really remarkable to learn why different organizations and businesses choose us. Some will just blatantly say it's like having 4 extra employees that you don't pay for because we're continuously working for you. Some like the idea that we're there to support them financially with our lending program. Some like the idea that they have our building. That's an extra venue for them to use. Marketing ideas and campaigns. You know, it's such a wide variety of opportunities, and it is what you make of it. So I always tell folks when we sit down, we discuss what they're trying to succeed in and what their struggles are, and then what benefits can we put to use for them. And your best return of investment, or ROI, is if you put your benefits to use.
And your website is Central PA Chamber, is that correct?
Correct. It's www.centralpachamber.com. And we're also on Central PA Chamber for Facebook as well. Our Facebook page is really exciting. It's not about us by any means. It's about our members. And it's continuously updated with different things that our members are offering or things that are happening. And then we also have a gorgeous monthly news magazine that's digital and also available throughout the valley as well.
So lots of ways to for members to get their names out there, but also for them to, have that sense of community with other businesses.
The connections are what is so beautiful. You know, if I have one member that calls and needs one service and I connect them with someone else, those kinds of things just light a little spark in us that we're really excited to be able to have them working together. And it is like a big community or family. One of our members who did a Why Us video said that belonging to your local Chamber of Commerce is like, you know, everything that you should do as far as supporting your community and your organization. And it really is beneficial to you long term.
Okay. Now, my wife was actually going to a business type of meeting today, and she was hesitating whether she wanted to go. And she said, no, I need to go. This is networking. This is where I can, this is where I get to know the people, the community.
And that's what it's all about. We do something that we continually have to add each year is a breakfast briefing here at our office. And it's free. We make breakfast in-house. And you come in and have a homemade breakfast with 30 of your peers. And you all get to stand up for 28 seconds and give your elevator speech, your infomercial, talk about you. So the other 29 folks are getting to hear what you do and what your interests are. And most events, you'll agree, when you go to, you have to break into the cliques. You know, each segment of business is just kind of catching up with one another. But here you have the moment to yourself. And I like to say the magic happens after the event's over. No one leaves. They've all heard what someone else has said and they're exchanging cards or ideas. And typically, if anyone's not sure about joining the chamber, they come to that breakfast and they typically sign up before they leave that morning.
And that saying you prepare the breakfast here too, right? You actually have all the facilities you need.
We do. So we have a full kitchen here, and that's beneficial to a lot of folks who use our facility. School districts use our facility for retreats, other organizations as well, single entrepreneurs that maybe are doing some product reviews and things. They can come in and use the kitchen and serve a lunch and learn and things like that.
And the commemorations of the anniversary going on throughout the year, more or less?
Yeah. So we're going to kick it off at the annual meeting. The actual anniversary is not till May, but in February, we're going to make it known. And then in May, a little addition is we're doing LeaderCast Live for the second time, which, if you're unfamiliar, is the world's largest one-day leadership training in the world. And we've secured the rights for the second year in a row to be a simulcast site from Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing it at Bucknell University, which is a great venue. It was a fabulous event last year. And so we're looking to double the participation, and folks are already signing up. So that's on May 7th, and I'm sure we're going to do a little more special activities for our birthday there as well.
So centralpachamber.com, www.centralpachamber.com is the website. Folks want to learn more. And any other ways to get in touch? I think you've given us quite a few, but...
Yeah, I mean, all of us are very accessible. So our staff is very readily available. So stop in anytime. Someone's always here to greet you very warmly. And talk to fellow members. Our board is newly elected for 2020. So you can actually even look on our website, and perhaps there's someone you recognize that you can reach out to on our board. They are extended staff, if you will, from us. And something that's really unique is most organizations appoint their boards. We do not. We actually have our membership nominate and then elect their board. Because it's a representation of them and it's their voice, they should have say in who it is. So it's really exciting. And so we have a new chairman this year, and we also have a new first and second vice chair. So it's a new leadership staff, and maybe some new exciting things to come.
Okay. And hopefully by the time this airs, you'll be over that 500.
I really think it's going to happen.
And that concludes today's edition of the WPGM Community Forum. We've been talking with TJ Akey, President and CEO of the Central PA Chamber of Commerce, with a Milton address. And as we mentioned, they're located just outside of Montandon near Lewisburg. And by the way, we're closing the program today with music written especially for the Central PA Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being with us on the program.
Inch by inch and mile by mile.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.